Hello?
John?
Hello, Daddy.
You won't disappoint me tonight.
Disappoint you?
Yes, you're bringing the gang over to my house. Tonight's my 10th wedding anniversary.
Oh, yes. Congratulations, Daddy. Does your wife, does she know you asked us to come?
She knows. We argued about it for 3 hours. Please come.
Well, I will be there, Daddy. Has the party started yet?
For everybody except me. As soon as I get through making the sandwiches, I have to put Snooks to bed. Then I can join the guests.
Oh. Well, have a good time till we get there.
I'll try. Goodbye, Joe.
So long, Daddy. Poor Daddy. I'll bet he won't do much celebrating tonight.
Daddy!
I'm coming, Snooks. Don't yell.
Why?
Because the guests... Snooks, get back into your room quickly.
I want to look.
Snooks!
I want to look.
Get upstairs. You don't want all those people downstairs to see you walking around in that nightgown, do you?
Uh-huh.
Do you? I've never heard of such immodesty in all my life. That parlor is full of guests.
I want to go down and look.
Stay here. The very idea of a young lady of your age coming downstairs in her nightgown. What could be worse?
Coming down without it.
I wouldn't put it past you. Now, Snooks, are you going to spoil this evening for me?
No, Daddy.
All right. Just hop into bed.
What's this party for, Daddy?
Mummy and I are celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary.
Have you been married 10 times?
10 years. I married your mother 10 years ago today.
Is that a long time, Daddy?
Time can either be an eternity or go like a spurt. It's purely relative.
Like Uncle Louie?
Not that kind of relative.
Well, you said Uncle Louie goes for a skirt every time.
I said go like a spurt.
What goes like a spurt?
Time. When a man is happily married for 10 years, it can feel like 1 minute.
How do you know?
I read it somewhere. But I do know if you sit on a hot stove for 1 minute, it feels like 10 years.
How long have you been sitting on the stove, Daddy?
10 years, and brother, I'm just about done.
Come on, Daddy. Daddy!
Yes?
Did you get any presents?
No.
Why?
Well, the 10th wedding anniversary is called a tin wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the custom to bring presents made of tin. But tin happens to be unobtainable. So all your mummy's friends use that as an excuse to bring nothing.
What did your friends bring?
My friends brought mummy's friends.
Have they got tin?
No. All they've got is a lot of brass. Stuffing themselves down there, sponging all the time, and I don't make a button on the deal.
I'm going to give you a present, Daddy.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I know where there's a beautiful tin can.
Tin can? Well, I suppose you're sincere. So I'll accept your tin can, Snooks. Where is it?
Well, when I last seen it, it was going past Red's house.
The tin can was going past Red's house?
Yeah. We tied it on a cat's tail.
That's a very savage trick. You mustn't torture animals.
It didn't hurt the cat, Daddy.
How do you know what a cat feels?
Cat feels like a cat.
They have sensibilities just like humans.
Well, this cat didn't have no manners.
No manners?
No, she kept spitting on her feet and wiping them on her face.
That's the way cats clean themselves. Yeah. Now, I want to go downstairs and get some of that dinner before those wolves devour it. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Well, Daddy.
What is it?
What are you going to have for dinner?
Oh, lots of things.
Have you got ice cream?
Yes.
Is it strawberry ice cream?
Yes.
Will you save some for me?
Yes.
Yes, what?
I'll save you some of the strawberry ice cream.
I don't like strawberry.
Well, what do you like?
Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah. Turkey is my favorite chicken. Except duck.
Well, it so happens we have got a turkey down there, and I'll save you a piece of that.
Where'd you get the turkey, Daddy?
Well, it's the turkey that I've been fattening in the backyard for 3 weeks.
The live one?
He's not alive anymore. Since it was my 10th wedding anniversary today, I decided to kill him.
Just because you got married. You ain't got no right to take out that poor little turkey.
Oh, fiddlesticks. You're making the whole event sound tragic. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy.
Oh, what do you want?
Is a wife a man's better half?
Well, where'd you hear that?
Mommy tells everybody she's your better half.
Oh. I suppose that's the accepted expression. Why?
Well, if a married man... If a man marries twice, there ain't much left of him, ain't there? All that up.
That's a very wise observation. But very few men are short-sighted enough to get two wives.
You don't like being married, do you, Daddy?
Certainly I do. And stop tormenting me. I don't want to discuss marriage with you any longer.
Well, tell me how you married Mommy.
Oh. Will you go to sleep if I do?
Uh-huh.
All right. I attended a dance given by a social club I belong to, and she was there.
Yeah.
I must say, she looked extremely pretty
yeah.
in those days. And I was instantly struck.
Did she hit you?
No, she didn't hit me. I was struck by her beauty. But I was always a stickler for convention. And I wouldn't ask her for a dance until we'd been properly introduced. Finally, the president of my club introduced me to her.
Was he a friend of yours?
I thought he was. But for years afterwards, I found it very difficult to believe he acted without malice aforethought. At any rate, 2 months later, we became engaged.
You and the president?
Me and Mommy. We were both very young and had no idea of the financial responsibilities attached to marriage, so we eloped and got married.
Why?
I don't know. I suppose I mistook sympathy for love. I wasn't earning very much, and I wanted somebody to feel sorry for me.
I feel sorry for you, Daddy.
Oh, it's not necessary. We were very happy, even with the pittance I made as a draper's assistant. And somehow, we always managed to make both ends meet. Would you believe it, Snooks, when I married your mommy, she didn't know what I was getting?
I bet you didn't know either.
Stop that. I want to go downstairs and at least act pleasant, so don't steam me up.
Now, tell me some more about you and Mommy.
There isn't any more to tell. It's possible I haven't been such a great husband, you know. And Mommy isn't always in the wrong.
You really like her, don't you, Daddy?
Of course I do. We've struggled a long way together, and I'm still hoping to make a lot of money someday and give you all every comfort that you should have.
How will you make it?
Oh, the angels will show me the way.
Did the angel always show you the way?
Always. They got us through those first trying years. They've seen to it that I'm steadily employed. They nursed us through lots of illnesses. And they're responsible for the food on our table.
Angels are wonderful, ain't they, Daddy?
They certainly are. Now say your prayers to them and go to sleep.
Yes, Daddy. Dear angels, please take care of my mommy and my daddy and Robespierre and Uncle Louie and Aunt Sophie.
Yes.
And please, dear angels, take good care of yourself, too. Because if anything happens to you, we'd all be in the soup.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Daddy. And happy anniversary.
Thank you. Good night, baby.